Jury selection is underway in the high-profile trial of Denis Kozlowski, the former head of Tyco, a once high-flying conglomerate. Mr. Kozlowski is accused of stealing $600 million from the company. Jay Fahey, a former federal prosecutor, expects the trial to go on for 3 months. He describes what the prosecution and the defense will be looking for in a jury.
The right jury for the government is going to be one where you have at least mid-level management people, people that know something about corporations, people that may have invested in a lot of common sense. The right jury for the defense in the Kozlowski case is going to be people that believe that corporate greed is fine, that this is capitalism, that there's nothing wrong with a CEO making all kinds of money.
Mr. Fahey spoke on CNBC television. Corporate America has been stunned by revelations of fraud and greed inside executive suites and boardrooms. The scandals gained widespread attention when Enron collapsed in 2001 and again in 2002 when WorldCom, the second largest U.S. telecommunications company, collapsed in a similar accounting scandal. Bernie Markstein, an economic consultant near Philadelphia, says the scandals show that boards of directors have not been doing their jobs. Most of the part-time board members have other jobs, often as chief executives of other companies. Mr. Markstein says the board members too often just follow the advice of management.
Probably these guys are so busy doing something that they're really not fulfilling their function, even though they were being paid, you know, fairly nice compensation packages for being on the board. And you think they would sit down and be looking at this stuff, and I just guess they didn't, or if they did, they glossed over it or accepted whatever the management was telling them.
Many in the investing public have been enraged by the plundering of companies like Tyco, Enron, and WorldCom. So far, with the exception of Tyco's Mr. Kozlowski, few of the top executives have been put on trial. William Donaldson, the new head of the government regulator, the Securities and Exchange Commission, says he's looking closely at Enron. Mr. Markstein believes that more prosecutions are coming, and he expects the former head of Enron, Kenneth Lay, will be brought to trial.
Yeah, if they can prove that they can prove what he appears to have done, he did, and that it was illegal, I think there'll be a little jail time thrown in there. I think people are pretty upset, and politically there'll be pressure on the judges to hand down some jail time.
More recently, even the venerable New York Stock Exchange has been tainted by scandal. 2 weeks ago, its chairman, Richard Grasso, was forced to resign after it was revealed that his salary and retirement package totaled nearly $180 million. While Mr. Grasso is not thought to have broken any law, institutional investors were furious that he accepted such generous compensation from a board, many of whose members he appointed and whose companies he was supposedly regulating. Some 2,800 companies with a market capitalization of $15 trillion are listed on the 211-year-old New York Stock Exchange. Its new chairman, former banker John Reed, is promising far-reaching reforms. Barry Wood, VOA News,